Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton.
I'm Charlie Naff.
And I don't know about you, Charlie, but I spent all weekend consumed in this Kendrick Lamar Drake beef. It was epic.
Absolutely epic. And I think a lot of people by the end of last week thought that maybe Kendrick was winning. But now the tides have turned and now people think Drake is the winner.
I don't know who you're following on TikTok, Charlie. But
you know, TMZ Hip Hop Trent. Shout out Hip Hop Trent. Well, and Charles.
We may need to get some new hip hop people in the building because Kendrick murdered that man, I think.
Did you not listen to the rebuttals that Drake gave?
The rebuttal was awful.
What? Are you crazy? Okay,
We'll get into it. I'm very passionate.
Okay.
Tom Brady roast was yesterday.
Oh, so good.
It was so funny.
So cringe. Like, so many, like, you know, jokes that you were like, ooh, should I laugh? Should I not?
It takes a brave celebrity to put the... even to be a roaster, because you're also on the line. If you turn up to the event, you may get roasted.
Right. Like, I which think is Kim Kardashian, exactly what happened.
Kim Kardashian might regret going.
Yeah.
Lovers and Friends, maybe the like biggest day festival in America, was canceled at last notice over the weekend.
Less than 24 hours notice. So a bunch of people got screwed on airfare, crazy hotel prices, and everyone was just wandering around Vegas, sad and depressed.
Sad, taking video of the wind, like, it's not that windy,
yeah,
guys.
I know. Canceled because of the wind. Brutal.
And finally, we're going to look at the Met Gala, which is coming up tonight.
Oh, I can't wait. I love the Met Gala. All the fashion, it's so good. You don't care, do you?
I mean, no, but I knew that it would be like the number one event you could attend.
Yes. Wait, attend?
It, like, if you could attend any event, it'd be that.
Oh, cool. My gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Anna Wintour, take a look.
If you're listening.
I know.
All right, but to get into the hot topic of the morning, the weekend, Kendrick Lamar and Drake have been trading jabs all weekend. It's set the internet ablaze because there have been claims of pedophilia. There have been claims of domestic violence, of hidden children. of so many things.
And you don't know what to believe.
No, but you don't know what to believe. But also, to me, what makes me bop along and like laugh or is sort of catchy.
Or like a clever lyric.
Clever. That wins me over more than like, oh, that's fact. He is this or he did do
right.
that. It's like who won hearts and minds?
Like the energy.
The energy. I, for one, I realize you might have a different opinion, but I just thought Kendrick monster Drake. Like,
no, I think he absolutely got swept away in the wind.
Unbelievable.
So, okay.
I can't believe anyone's saying that this morning.
Well, the new song, Drake came out with his rebuttal over the weekend, set the internet ablaze. And he had a lot of really good disses. Basically, all these things that Kendrick's been saying about this alleged baby and this pedophilia stuff, Drake said, all your information, we planted. We gave you fake information. So it's basically like Drake is saying, you're playing my game.
Right, right. Let's play a bit of Drake's latest clapback.
You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it.
Well, it doesn't matter.
We can hear it, actually.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't matter if Drake fed him this or fed him that. Kendrick's bars were just better. And the
Kendrick is an incredible songwriter, lyricist. But Drake, I thought this beat was better.
You thought this beat was better than
I
Not
did.
Like Us?
Yes, yes.
No.
I thought Drake has been coming with the better beats. I did like the last beat, but it's tough. They're just two totally different people. Does this take you back to 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Is that just the millennial in me where it's like, I mean, it's literally the plot line of 8 Mile where you have this one guy that like went to a private school and then you have this other guy that was like, you know, from the hood. And basically how that one guy won that battle is like, oh, or was it Eminem, I think? Yeah, it was like Eminem.
Charlie Neff movie reviews, just summaries.
It's literally the same plot line from 8 Mile.
I believe this is like the rap beef of our time. Like, we've heard about rap beefs in the past. Maybe we've been too young or haven't been alive yet. But this one just feels like these guys hate each other. They're doing the best to like tear each other down. And I realize that, you know, people who are Drake fans or people who are Kendrick fans were just going to ride with their guys. But it's been a very entertaining to watch, and you never know when someone's going to pop up again to diss back. It's been fantastic. Let's listen now to Kendrick's Not Like Us.
Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him.
That was a bop. Even at the end of that, he gave like TikTok dance instructions, like step two, step two. It was just like, I was loving it.
Oh my gosh. I do want to know because, you know, one of the main themes about this whole thing is that Kendrick's basically saying, you're not a part of the culture. You're too like whitewashed, right?
Well,
like,
yeah, he's too Canadian. Like,
right. He's like, yeah, exactly. But a lot of the things that Kendrick has been harping on is this like pedophilia thing. You're a pedophile. You're a pedophile. I mean,
well, people in your circle are, you know, as well. Like,
right. But I'm so curious if Drake is going to send any kind of like legal letter over this, or maybe his label will, because it's bad business to say their artist is into pedophilia.
Or will the feds raid Drake's house next? You know, I agree with you.
But if Drake did send any kind of legal action, then it would be proving Kendrick's point. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to tell on you, you know, kind of thing.
I'm interested in the legality of you know, defamation as well. Or like, do cops need to take, you know, some things seriously?
Yeah, do you think, like, the cops are, like, secretly listening to all this and they're taking notes? They're like, oh, did you hear about that?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. This whole beef isn't over, too. Kendrick's going to respond now. I feel like Drake's latest one was kind of waving the flag saying, all right, I'm done now.
Like, yeah, he kind of said in the song something like, I don't want to keep doing this with you. So it sounded like he wanted this to come to an end.
So let's just see what Kendrick has to say, and maybe it's all over. I tell you who definitely won this rap beef? J. Cole.
Oh.
J. Cole put out a rap about Kendrick, a diss track. And clearly someone in Kendrick's camp was like, hey, man, you don't want to. He wants to take on Drake. Just take it down. And so J. Cole took down the diss track. And now Kendrick's been going in on Drake. I just think J. Cole slithered out of this one, luckily, you know, to keep, you know, his sense about him. So
good for him.
I feel like he won this one.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.
Okay, on to our next story. The roast of Tom Brady was live.
It was so entertaining.
Yeah, it was so good. There were so many good jokes. And you're right, a few cringe ones too. Let's listen to a couple jokes. I think these ones are specifically about Giselle.
A man who has so many rings he could melt them down and forge a sword to go on a quest to get Giselle back from that jujitsu teacher.
Giselle gave you an ultimatum. Giselle said, you retire or we're done. That's what she said to you, Tom. You retire or we're done. And let me tell you something. When you got a chance to go 8-9 and all it will cost you is your wife and your kids, You gotta do what the fuck you gotta do. Do you understand me?
That was pretty good.
My goodness.
I enjoyed that. They also discussed like Deflategate. Tom Brady almost admitted to Deflategate.
No, he said if I did do it, I would have just taken the $2 million.
$20 million.
The $20 million and just admitted it right there.
Right.
People loved that.
People loved that one. There were so many good ones. Did you see one where Jeff Ross raised, you know, the Robert Kraft massage stuff, and Tom Brady went up to the mic and said,
"Don't say that again."
Yes.
Yes.
Was that real or was that
It
staged?
Looked like off the cuff. It looked, yeah. I mean, look, it wasn't just a roast of Tom Brady. It was kind of like a roast of the NFL in general.
Yeah.
And anybody that was there or a part of the NFL history was put at risk.
Totally.
I mean, like, Tom even went after the Chiefs.
Yes.
The Chiefs have nothing to really do with him, but, like, you know, he made some kind of Taylor Swift joke through the Chiefs. I mean, it was, like, all hands on deck. And, you know, somebody in our office was saying that when they used to do the roast on Comedy Central, you actually had to get your jokes approved and the topics approved in advance, which actually, that kind of makes me upset because I feel like it should be, like, if you're going to be roasted, all things go.
Yep.
And apparently people are thinking that now Netflix has taken this on, that all these jokes weren't approved. And, you know, that moment you mentioned of Tom Brady with the Robert Kraft thing, like, that did seem real to me.
It did. And I was thinking for a long time, for the last few weeks or months, that Tom Brady's next sort of squeeze should be Kim Kardashian. That'd make sense. Well, it was interesting that she turned up to the event.
Right. They're very good friends.
And I bet she wishes she didn't, because I felt sorry for her. I felt really bad for her. Like,
she got booed big time.
She got booed when she tried to make a joke on stage, and then other comedians were firing shots at her throughout the night.
Her delivery wasn't great either on the joke, so some of them didn't really hit. You had to actually read it, and then you would understand.
So yeah, all in all, very entertaining night. I think Netflix killed it with this live event. They're trying to get more into live TV. And this was just like, it's all over the internet today.
Yes.
I think there'll be more of these, more of, you know, other sort of live spectaculars.
I gotta say, I never really viewed Tom as somebody that would like allow a comedy roast like this. And the fact that he did, like, he's a good sport.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he'll go up there and like take any shot, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, he came out looking pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovers and Friends was supposed to be over the weekend with some of the biggest names in music.
This was highly anticipated.
Oh,
Backstreet Boys, Janet Jackson, 98 Degrees, Usher, Fat Joe, Gwen Stefani, our boy Craig David.
Our boy Craig David. If you haven't listened to our interview with Craig David, it dropped over the weekend and he had some very, very interesting stuff to say. Like, he is 2 years celibate.
That was crazy. The 7 days guy is 2 years celibate.
I wouldn't have believed that. So check that out if you haven't. But all the artists, all the people who had paid good money to get planes and hotels and whatever, it was canceled last minute and no one really knew what to do. So several of the acts went to different clubs.
Yep.
Snoop.
Well, I think they just felt so bad
because
it was out of their control. You know, the National Weather Service issued a high wind warning. So they basically said, for everybody's safety, we're going to cancel this event. And it was less than 24-hour notice. So everyone's there in Vegas, sad, roaming the streets, thinking what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these artists that are there that are like, what can we do for the fans? And so they got together, tried to do shows, try to do little pop-up appearances,
right,
which I appreciate. But do you think they should have went on with the festival? I mean, people were showing videos of the, quote, wind, and it was a nothing burger,
I thought. Well, I think, yeah, the videos that went viral on TikTok are the ones of the nothing burger wind.
Yes.
With you know, girls' hair lightly blowing in a breeze sort of thing.
Right.
But I mean,
this is not the first time they've canceled festivals in Vegas for the wind. They did this for the first when we were young.
Oh, did they did?
Yeah, and one of the EDCs. So it's a thing.
If you're on the strip there,
yep,
that's like a wind tunnel. And
yeah, true.
By the evening, like, yeah, maybe in the afternoon it was a light breeze, but It got pretty windy here in LA, and
it did actually. Yeah, it was on the beach.
I saw some videos from Las Vegas where
it was actually windy.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the funny ones that get shared though. The funny ones are the light breeze ones. So I think it just creates this whole like.
I just wonder why can't they build? And this is just me being like, we can make this work, right? Like, why can't they build some kind of gigantic tarp over the festival ground? So, because like I said, this happens very frequently where it's like, oh, the wind in Las Vegas got to shut things down. Okay, if this is a reoccurring issue, build some gigantic tarp where the wind's not going to affect the stage and the performers.
Figure it out, Las
Vegas.
And your
hair and girls' hair.
A gigantic tarp, done.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
If Charlie Neff can come up with that, like, I mean, what are you guys doing?
There's got to be some way to like make the show go on.
Right.
Gosh, what a letdown.
Big time, big time. Okay. On to our final story. The Met Gala is tonight.
Woo! I can't wait to see all the outfits.
It's the most highly anticipated sort of crazy outfit day in Hollywood, even though it's not in Hollywood. It's in New York, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. The Met Gala.
And yeah, everybody can't wait to see what everyone will be wearing.
Are you ready for the theme?
Tell me the theme.
The theme is Sleeping Beauty's reawakening fashion. So every year there's a different theme if you're not into the Met Gala stuff. And this is kind of where people, designers will tap into that quote theme, like a generic theme, mm-hmm. but then like really bring the creative side out of that theme. So my guess, you know, the theme is Sleeping Beauty's. You're thinking like garden, floral, you're thinking like caterpillar that turns into a butterfly, like metamorphosis type fashion, where you might be coming out, you might walk like the red stairs in like a pantsuit, and then you click a button and all of a sudden you're a big butterfly.
Yeah.
Like transformation on the red carpet. If I nail this and someone does that, I swear, that'd be awesome.
Someone is a butterfly.
Yeah.
See, I mean, it's just also the height of like, really, guys? It's just so much.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's like Halloween. People love dressing up for Halloween. And this is actually, look, it's not just a fashion event. It is a big charity gala.
What do they do inside the room once they get in? I didn't even know. Like,
I mean, I know they eat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people talking. I don't know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Right.
Maybe dress up as a fly.
Yeah, there we go, Charlie. There we
now
go.
Now I'm thinking.
Buzz off. Shoot, Charlie Neff. Get out of here.
But I'm the fly on the wall.
Okay. Tell me about, this is your special segment now, Today in History.
Today in History. We have some fun ones, TV related. First one, 1957 was the finale of I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with I Love Lucy.
You are?
Yes.
I always loved the chocolate scene.
Yeah, the chocolate scene is a very popular one. Actually, I think at the time, the one that got the most audience laughter or the longest audience laughter was the one episode where her and Ricky are dancing and Ricky doesn't know she has a bunch of eggs in her dress and she's trying
Lucy.
To have him not to know. And then all of a sudden at the end, for the crescendo, they both come together. And all the eggs squirt out.
Comedy's come so far. I know. Sort of jokes,
but I Love Lucy still stands.
Right.
Okay. And then also another finale that aired on May 6th today in 2006 was the series finale of Friends.
I never got into Friends, actually.
I liked Friends. It's one of those things you can watch an episode here or there. You don't necessarily need to watch in order. But on this specific finale episode, what had happened is Ross confessed his love to Rachel. They both decided to pick up their relationship again.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, it's 2006.
I might go back.
How many years?
No, I wasn't gonna watch it. I wasn't going to watch
it. And Chandler and Monica, they adopted a set of twins. And in the very last scene was everybody leaving the apartment for the last time and grabbing one more cup of coffee together.
Oh,
very
so
sad.
Sweet.
Also, by the way, it was the fifth most watched TV series finale in the U.S.
Okay, next fact.
1998, Steve Jobs announced Apple's first iMac computer.
Okay.
Pretty revolutionary.
Right.
And also, on this day in 1937, while landing at Lakehurst, New Jersey, on its first transatlantic crossing of the year, the German Hindenburg burst into flames, and it was destroyed, killing 36 of the 97 people aboard.
What a fun fact.
Big day in history. Big day in history.
All right, Charlie.
Oh, one more. Oh, fun one for you.
Here we go.
20 years ago, Babe Ruth hit his first major league home run on May 6, 1915.
1915?
Yeah. Are you into baseball?
Nah. I'm into cricket. We've been through this.
We're still on the cricket thing. You're a losing team.
All right. Well, yeah. Enjoy watching the Met Gala from afar tonight on TikTok.
I can't wait. I'm sure we'll recap it maybe tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be just stoked. It's your day. Morning of
I
the
know.
Year.
I love it. I love it. We should come in Met Gala outfits tomorrow for the podcast.
I'm not very Met-y. I'm wearing
paint on my t-shirt. If Jared Leto can do it, your idol, you can do
it. Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe, maybe. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
And we'll see you here tomorrow.
Sounds good.